You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zemeck coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. Happy spring break, everybody. I hope you made it through. This is what I think it's the end of the 3 weeks of all the spring breaks that everybody has taken with their kids. And I hope you all survived.
I think there's one more. There's a round of one more, I know, because we are actually going to my college, University of Missouri.
That's right.
To check out your son Josh's lacrosse game against Mizzou. And my only reason I'm like a little bummed out is that we are going and it's going to be spring break weekend. So I want you to have the full Mizzou experience with the kids walking across the quad and all that. And it might be a little quiet there.
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U, baby.
Yeah, we are going to go. LZ and I are going back to college. We're going to go back to Mizzou. We're going to check out the Theta House. We're going to
I'm so excited.
Bop around town. I'm excited too.
I loved going to Mizzou. Mizzou at TCU, when we first looked at it with the kids, mm-hmm. reminded me of Mizzou in that they're both very like, this is what you think college is supposed to look like. It's all centered around the quad. The town is really into the college. It's like very, you know, it's not in the middle of some big city. And, you know, I mean, every college experience can be different, but I remember thinking, I'm so glad I kind of had the ultimate, you know, picturesque college experience.
I can't wait to see the Lauren Zemeck statue, the Lauren Zemeck square. I think we actually are going to talk to some mass comm students there. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to getting up to Mizzou.
Before we get there, there's not a mass comm department at the University of Missouri. The University of Missouri School of Journalism.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Do
I have to say it with an accent?
You have to say it with gravitas.
School of Journalism.
Yeah, and we're not British, we're American, okay? Just have some depth to it. This is the first ever journalism school in the country. This is the number one journalism school in the country, okay? You can't go in there saying, the mass comm department. Please, have some respect.
Oh, man.
Anyway, this weekend is going to be great. But we did just have a great weekend of spring break.
Because our kids were off last week. So spring break. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love the flight prices that American Airlines gives us when they know it's Texas school spring break. Dear Lord. I glanced, these airline prices, they've gotten crazy to me. I thought about maybe changing our flight back because we were in Mexico with your wonderful daughter, Taylor, and three of her incredible friends. They were such sweet girls. I'm so glad they have each other and that they are prioritizing female friendships in college, advice I constantly give. And I glanced at changing our flight. And if someone wanted to get on our flight back, a flight from Cabo San Lucas to Austin, Texas was $3,300, a one-way
ticket,
basic economy fare. What's going on? What's going on?
I asked the flight attendant that. He said, there's an algorithm now. It's all AI. There isn't, like he said, nobody sitting next to anybody is paying the same price for any seat.
It's like the on-demand Taylor Swift Eras Tour ticket pricing style.
It's all AI. It's what they're doing with apartments now. And we can get into this someday too, about the whole AI, about how it's raising all the rents for everybody, because it's basically a monopoly now. They are controlling the price. And as soon as someone buys one apartment, they'll up the next price and up the next price. So it's not going to be just this flat rate for everybody. Same thing used to be for airline tickets, right? They'd set a price. Everybody would buy a ticket and they'd go. Now, as soon as more and more tickets are sold or whatever, it obviously...
Because it's that on-demand algorithm thing.
And so he said, never again will people pay the same price for tickets.
That's wild to me. And here's what's nonsensical about it, and it makes me wonder if they'll pull back. I would imagine, I wonder if they miss out on selling tickets. Like today,
I'm sure.
If you needed that flight, I'd be like, well, I'm not going to pay $3,300
for
that flight.
There's two floors at the executive office that just do this. They just set pricing and just deal with these.
Is it floors of people or computers?
Probably
or
just computers both? Now. Probably okay. They've made the people obsolete. Now it's just AI setting the... Yeah, because that's a big thing with rent now and all these apartments is that, you know, it's essentially a monopoly. It's not the same company, but it's a different kind of monopoly because all the companies are basically working together to set the price and it will just go up and up. And so no one's going to undercut anybody. No one's going to get a deal. Same thing with these airline tickets. Long gone are the days where you're going to get a deal.
I mean, $3,300. I was like, let's go to Europe. You know,
it is cheaper to go to Europe than it is to go
fly
domestically now.
I just got some TikTok fed to me or an Instagram reel or something that's probably because I was annoyed and looking this up, where someone was talking about how it's, you know, it's ski season right now, that it's cheaper to fly to France and go skiing in France than it is to go to Colorado.
I
was like, well, take me to France.
Exactly.
Fly me to France. I'll go.
Speaking of British accents, I would love to not talk about this because I'm going to put this in the Taylor Swift category of sure, you would love to avoid it. But when I notice you and I have been talking about something for 3 days straight, it's what we got to talk about. We have been talking about this Kate Gate.
Water Kate.
William Water Kate.
Some people are saying Water Kate.
Okay, I like that. But it is where... And who is Kate Middleton?
where and who? Oh my gosh.
It's, you know, this conspiracy of where is Kate and the photo that was doctored, is she okay? And then the palace say, you know, she had abdominal surgery. Don't expect to see her before Easter and she's recovering. Please respect her privacy. Okay. And then all of a sudden she emerges with this doctored photo that only stirred things up more. Well, yesterday we finally got living proof via a video from the Windsor Market. Or did we? Or did this video just stir things up even more?
So when something has reached your ears, then that is also always a gauge to me that it's really getting weird and people are really into it. First I want to say, because I've been posting about Kate Gate a little bit on Instagram, and I've gotten a lot of people, mostly people who are like, oh my gosh, I'm so invested. What is going on? And then I'll get a few people who are saying, I can't believe you and Chris are even talking about this because you're public figures and you need to respect her. I want to make something clear. I've not criticized her in any way. I've not criticized William even in any way. And I do not want the paparazzi going out and hounding to try to find pictures of Kate. What I am fascinated by and what I am critiquing is the palace's rollout of this, is the way that they've handled whatever she's going through and how badly it's gone. I think that this has done significant damage to the level of trust and the level of respect that people have for the royal family, their rollout of all this. It's been a mess.
Yeah.
I
have so many thoughts flooding through my head, and I'll start with what you just said. I don't know if it is the fact that we don't trust the media anymore. And I think that's a huge part of it. Nobody trusts the media. So there's that. And the fact that I don't know we can trust the royal palace anymore and their PR. So there's this weird dichotomy going on of, I don't trust the palace and what they're putting out, but then a lot of the stuff that's hitting the media and of course social media is not trustful. So it's hard to find out where the truth is. Like yesterday, there was this big thing about the flags. Can anyone tell me why the flags at Buckingham Palace are at half staff? They weren't.
Because the conspiracy theories are at the point of some people are like, yes, Kate is dead. They're hiding that she's dead. And I'm like, you guys.
The white horse a month ago that went through, and that signifies somebody passed away, and then the flags are at half staff. And then, you know, somebody debunks that and says, well, that picture was taken back in September.
Right. The video is old. They're not actually at half
mast. So you have
to
worry about all that stuff. Even when, and then can we just throw in Barack Obama now? Barack Obama is on Downing Street. He's in England meeting with the prime minister. What does that have to do with it? And then, but honestly, as soon as I saw Barack Obama's video of him in England, my first thought was, I don't believe this. Was this from when he was president? You know, is this an old video as well? So it's hard to corroborate this stuff.
You really have to question what you see on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, because I don't know why it is, if it's because people want to go viral or if because they don't check out where they're getting stuff, but they post things that are like, yeah, it's like this old photo and people are posting it like it's new. And then it's what is the truth becomes very confusing. And we live in that age. And that is why I really started getting into this Kate thing when it came out that the photo of her on Mother's Day with her kids was fully doctored. Because the issue to me there is, it's not an issue of, oh, we airbrushed a photo and you know, smoothed out some skin and made somebody look a little better and really good lighting.
Used a weird filter.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the fact that it has been shown through the metadata of the photo that it was seemingly two or three different photos comprised together, that Kate's face was not the face like of that photo, and that it was presented as if it was real. You can't be a public figure creating and faking an official figure. I mean, the people of England pay for the royal family.
I think you hit a good point the other day when you and I were talking about this. Going back to journalism and your school of journalism, you had the biggest issue was they sent that out as journalism to news organizations, and you're sending that out as, this is legit, this is real.
You can't send a photo of a faked moment, a moment that never happened, to the Associated Press, to Reuters, to the AFP, and say, send this out for wide distribution. If you want to put something up on your Instagram, that's your right.
Right.
But those agencies are supposed to be sending out images that are only truth.
And there's a difference between you put a filter on it and you fix your, you know, a bruise or a beauty mark or something. There's a difference between that and actually doctoring and faking a moment that didn't happen. That's the big difference here. We all use filters. Now, flash forward to this TMZ video. This was, and I just saw something just 2 seconds ago, they ran the metadata, and TMZ is going back over this saying, guys, this metadata shows this video was taken live Saturday. This did happen. Now, was that Kate? Was that William? All that stuff. You can argue that all day long. But so TMZ is backing up the fact that they released this as news. This moment happened in time. Whoever that woman is, if it's Kate or if it's some other woman, we don't know, because it doesn't look a lot like Kate, I'll be honest. But that we can confirm did happen Saturday.
Yes. Okay. So
at the market.
So I think the reason that we keep talking about this now is because every thing that's happened has a weird angle to it. So this all started, if you've really been living under a rock, the Cliff's Notes version is, over the, right after the holidays, the palace says that Kate is going to have a planned abdominal surgery and she will be out of public appearances. She won't be seen until Easter. And everyone's kind of like, whoa, that, first of all, she had a trip planned for Italy in early January that got canceled. So it doesn't really sound like a planned surgery if you also had a planned trip you canceled. That's a little weird. And the fact that she's going to be out for a while kind of raises some red flags. But, you know, hey, whatever the surgery is, she doesn't have to share her medical history stuff with everybody, even though she's a public figure. I get that. But it was a little weird. So they started out with that. That's weird. Then she's really not seen. Not even like, you know, seen going to and from someone's house, not seen. And that's a little weird because if we remember Prince Philip, when he was like in his late 90s, there were some pics of him in a car and we were like, oh my God,
it's horrifying.
Let the man rest. I mean, so while we didn't expect her public appearances, official appearances, it was a little weird that she literally wasn't seen anywhere. Then we get a picture of her in a car, but she doesn't totally look like Kate. She looks a little different. Now, maybe it's something medical that's going on. I don't want to, there's, it's not that she looks bad, but she doesn't totally look like Kate. Then we get a picture of her in a car with William, but you can't really see her face at all. It's like her from the back. That's weird. Then we get the doctored photo on Mother's Day that's completely fabricated. Now we have this video. And here's what's weird about the video to me. I'm glad TMZ said that the metadata showed it was taken on Saturday. But if she is out at a farmer's market, the Windsor little local market,
right,
and at this point, everyone in the world is talking about this story, I would think everyone would have been whipping out their phones, filming it like, oh my gosh, it's Kate and Will. And all we get is one video from very far away. It just feels odd to me. Like that's it. Like there's all, every single one of these instances, something is a little off.
That's the thing. And at the end of the day, I don't want to care about this. And the royal family is, I'm not that interested in any of this stuff, but nothing has made sense. Nothing has been the lowest common denominator of just, here she is. Here, look, she's speaking. She's alive. The video of this woman, whoever that is, was not only not injured, hurt, sick, she was gallivanting, like almost skipping through this market completely fine, as if nothing has ever happened to her a day in her life. None of this makes sense. Somebody's got to make it make sense to me.
I just can't believe, like, even if the people of England are quite respectful of Will and Kate, I can't believe that at this point, at this stage in the story,
right,
when everyone knows that, like, the world over is talking about this, that a few people didn't, like, pull out their iPhone, which everybody has, and, like, take a couple pics. If this had been, she showed up at a market and lots of people got pictures and took videos, I'd be like, okay, there she is. She's fine. But it's just a little weird. And
someone mentioned the Zapruder film of, you know, the famous JFK film of trying to fit. It's like, that's how I feel we're looking at. It's like, you know, people are trying to unblur the image. Like, again, help me make sense of this. And that's all I'm saying. I hope she's okay. God bless her. This is crazy, but they can end this. That's the thing. I don't want this on her. I don't want to put this on her, but just, by the way, you can put an end to it so quickly. And that's where, when people get on you or, you know, message and be like, oh, how dare you? Just let her live. Okay. They are famous to be famous. That is their job. Their job is to be famous. They're royal family. They don't really have a job. It's not a title. It's a self-proclaimed title from this family. But so just, if your job is to be famous, your job is to be seen, as they say in The Crown or whatever, you know, part of my job is to be seen.
Oh, the Queen Elizabeth quote was, a real quote is, she said, I have to be seen to be believed.
So Kate could put an end to this in 2.2 seconds and just put out a video of, guys, I'm so glad you're worried about me and you saw me at the market the other day. I just want to let you know, feel all your prayers and well wishes. I'm doing great. I'll see you soon. Boom.
We'll see that. And
that's it.
I know. And that's what I don't get. That's what I don't get, because now I've heard some people point out, and this is part of like the royal family's outdated, I think, media policies. Yeah. apparently they like are like no selfie videos on social media. That's not something they allow. Okay. But the Queen of England did an address every year, a video address at Christmas. It's not weird for them to do video messages. So why can't they just, if Kate's out at a farmer's market, send someone with a camera to her house and have her film a quick, sweet video.
Yeah. Or make one of those royal appearances. You know, when they like you mentioned, when she had a baby.
Well, but this is what everyone, well, I know. Okay. Everyone's saying they kind of trotted her out after each baby. I mean, hours after giving birth, she's standing in heels and a dress outside the hospital holding that baby. You want to talk about an abdominal surgery? I mean, she just had a baby and they took photos of her hours later after each of the three kids.
If she's that healthy, just walk her out. William, you know, they don't have to ask questions. Just walk out, give the royal wave.
Right.
Hey guys.
Well, so then this is when people make the argument of, but she told us she wanted some privacy to recover from this surgery. Okay. And then to that I say, this is why I think the palace is just handling it wrong. They should have just given people regular updates. Part of what this came out of is they were like, there won't be any updates. They literally sent a statement, there won't be updates. Well, that's a little weird. I would have, and William has been at these public appearances, just tell people, hey, everybody, he could have said something. Hey, everyone, just want you to know, Kate wishes she could be here. She continues to recover. She sends her love.
That's the other thing. The husband, William, has given speeches in the last few weeks as if none of this is happening. It's not gaslighting, but maybe that is the term of just stop making me feel crazy. Stop making me feel crazy for just trying to figure out what's going on. And every time I think I got a handle on this, you guys do something crazier.
This is really affecting me.
I feel nuts because it just, you know, when you and I always talk about these things, when we get into journalism, when we get into stories, and you and I always dig deep in all these stories when it comes to news. And it's like when things don't make sense, when things don't pass the smell test, that's when I get intrigued. They've made me vested in this story because none of this makes sense. It's bonkers.
Maybe we're the idiots and it's all really brilliant because they've gotten everyone talking about the royal family.
You and again. I, well, as we were leaving the airport yesterday, I thought, are they thinking the next season of The Crown is not written? And so we just have to come up with the most bizarre storyline.
I don't think they get a cut of The Crown though. That's the problem. maybe they worked out a deal behind the scenes with Netflix and now they'll get a cut
of it. I mean, I thought about this too. You know, we grew up in the world of the Kardashians. Are they so savvy? And I don't think they are because if we've learned anything from all this, the press are so disjointed over there. And the press, meaning the PR people of the, you know, Kate has her people, William has her people, you know, Meghan and Harry had their people, et cetera. And they're all kind of contradictory and they don't really have any synergy. And so I don't think they're smart enough to do this, but it would be brilliant if this was all contrived to just make the royal family public. Well,
because here's the thing. When we finally do see Kate, I'm going to be like, oh, she looked, yay. I love you, Kate. Like I said, I have no critique of Kate. I don't want her hounded and I don't want to, I don't need to know if she's going through a private medical issue. I just think either A, the rollout of this was such a mess and they need to like have handled it better, have update some things. If they had just given people a few regular updates, like I'm talking once a month, you know, release a real photo of her or have her do a video or just release a statement or have William say something, it could have been a lot better. But B, maybe it's just brilliant. And maybe they got everyone's eyes and ears back on Will and Kate and we're all really interested, invested again. And it's a resurgence of, we want to know everything about you and it's really smart. I don't know.
But when, in what world does a video make things more confusing? And that in this day and age where it's like, oh, okay, great. There you go. That video.
But it speaks to the day and age we're in, right? With AI, with deep fakes, people are going to question everything on a level they never did before. And again, that's why I think like what truth is becomes even more important. And the royal family is going to have to like find ways to navigate this now.
Like, why doesn't that woman look like Kate?
Okay. I know.
I think this is how crazy this has gotten me. And again, for someone who was at a zero and now I'm at a 12, I'm sitting here comparing old pictures of Kate to this video of Kate to old pictures of Kate to this. I'm like, this is what it's turned me into. I've become Columbo. I'm on the case. So clearly my thing is this isn't over. There is more weirdness to come. Something else will happen this week that's weirder than the last thing. And it's only going to stir things up even more. Obviously she's the most sought after person in the world right now. So the fact that there weren't 1,000 paparazzi at the Windsor open air market seems a little odd. So there we go. Kate Gate. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, next up, Shakira. She split up with her husband, Gerard. Do you know how to say his last name? Maybe he's a footballer,
Gerard,
right?
Piqué.
Is he a soccer player?
He is a massive, massive Spanish football player.
Okay.
Spent the majority of his career, obviously played for his country in Spain, but played for Barcelona along with Messi. He's a massive, massive international rock star.
So they had quite a messy split in the past couple years. And they were together for a long time, though. They were together for over a decade. And she's done a new interview with the Sunday Times. And the reason this caught my eye is because I did not expect a woman of her level of success, honestly, to say something like this. And I think what she said, a lot of women understand and relate to. Quote, "For a long time, I put my career on hold to be next to Gerard so he could play football," Shakira said. And they share two kids together, by the way. She said, quote, "There was a lot of sacrifice for love." Now, what was interesting to me about this is, like I said, I'm not sure I really thought of Shakira as like having put her career on hold. But then I stopped and thought about it and I thought, well,
she kind of disappeared.
She kind of did. Like, yeah. I mean, we all still knew who Shakira was, right. But she wasn't like putting out a lot of new music. She wasn't touring. And that was interesting to me because I hear a lot of women say this. And actually it was something that like women, even female friends of ours have like said to me before. And it was maybe a concern that I had, not really about putting my career on hold when we started dating, but you know, we've talked about this before. I was concerned, like you had such a level of fame and I had no fame. And I was worried that people would think that I was like trying to use you for fame. I was worried about how your career would like affect mine or, you know, these are questions that I had. And then actually when we were going to get married, I had a friend of ours tell me to, you know, not like get lost, make sure that my career didn't get lost in yours. And I think that was really more her projecting what she felt had happened in her own life onto me. But it also, you know, I get that she was coming from a place of care because I was kind of like, well, I've never stopped working. All we've done is, you know, we're morphing into working together. And I've never felt like you've done anything but champion me and want our next chapter to be us working together. But it was interesting that even a woman on that level of power could like have felt that pain to me.
Well, it kind of reminded me a little bit of the Beckham documentary.
Victoria and
what they
David.
Went through.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of one of those something's got to give. If you're going to, and typically this involves kids, right? And so and the Beckhams were kind of like that too. She's in the hospital having babies and he's, you know, on stage with Beyonce and
J-Lo posing
and
for photos.
Posing
yeah.
for photos. And he comes in, and he's like, hey babe, do my hair, you know, for the photo out in the hospital, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it reminded me a lot of that documentary and they were very open about that. And if you haven't watched it, by the way, great documentary. And it sounds very similar where Shakira is like, well, we had kids. He's playing football and, you know, he's in the Spanish league or he's, you know, he's playing with Barcelona. So his season's on and I someone's got to be there. And so it's very interesting. And you look at Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce right now, clearly they're embracing each other's careers and supporting each other. And I feel like it's easier when you are younger and it's easier when you don't have kids, but even for them, you know, when you look at Travis and Taylor, something's going to have to give or something would if you truly want to be together. She's on a world tour. His football season's coming up. He's got to go to training camp. Then he's got to go. So it's very interesting. And typically, to get back to your point, when you enter into a relationship, don't you find that it's often, if it's the man or the woman, either way, who's kind of the bigger breadwinner? It's like, okay, well, I'll support you because you're further along and you're kind of crushing it. So that'll give us a better life.
There's a biology factor, right? Like if you're the mom, you have to have the baby and go on maternity leave and breastfeed and all the maybe and all these things, you know, or I don't know. What's interesting in the case of athletes, like you were just talking about, I wonder for Shakira and Gerard, if there was a discussion of like, he probably only has so many years he can play soccer, right? So if he doesn't do his job now, he'll have to stop doing his job.
Which, by the way, good athletic point. You're very much right. But, you know, and I noticed this, and again, this is not against athletes, but it's tough for these guys to walk away. You see it with boxers that come back for too many, you know, boxing matches. And, you know, we saw it with Muhammad Ali. It's like, stop coming back. And Michael Jordan returning. It's like, no, don't come back, you know, end on top. And we saw it with Beckham in that documentary of like, finally, you know, she's like, great, it's my time. And he's like, well, I'm going to go back and sign one more season with a team that, you know, all of a sudden I'm moving from LA. Oh, we're going back to France. And, you know, we have friends who are professional coaches and these coaches are finally done. And then they get pulled back in regarding what we'll call normal folks like us. It is something I think every couple has to deal with.
Yeah. You know, and I totally like, by the way, I mean, a professional athlete and a pop singer, these are two career driven people. Like I say this with no critique. You have to have a certain level of ego to like get to that level of fame, right, of belief in yourself, of identity. And that's the thing is our jobs are very much our identity, right? Especially if you're someone who's passionate about your career. But I think in America, we put a lot into like, what are you going to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
And so your job is really part of your identity. And that becomes why it's hard for people to walk away, or why when you're doing the toughest job in the world, being a stay-at-home parent, maybe you feel like, what is my identity? And I hear that from so many women, that like, you lose it. And there's this big shift when your kids leave the house or go off to college, because you're almost like retiring from your job a little bit, right? Or semi-retiring. Yeah. It's never over, but
I would say it's one of the leading causes of divorce in America, for sure, is that come to Jesus moment when kids are gone, or even not even when they're gone. Sometimes it's just when they get to high school and they're driving, and you kind of realize you're not needed that much anymore. And you have defined yourself by being the stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, or whatever it is. And now you have to come to that realization of, oh gosh, I now have to figure my life out. And you look around, you're like, is this what I really want? So that is a huge, huge part in a lot of marriages that sometimes does lead to divorce.
So I think it's such a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. again, to be a stay-at-home parent. Like, my mom being there for us as much as she was incredible. I'm so lucky. We were so blessed that we got to have that. But at the same time, I really had a moment of learning when my dad died, because my mom was a lawyer. I mean, my mom had, you know, is incredibly smart, had put her career on hold, mm-hmm. just like Shakira sang, to raise us. And when my dad died, she had really advised and helped support my dad in his business a lot. But suddenly she needed to find a job, and she had nothing on her resume for the last over a decade.
Yeah.
And so it was really hard. And I just watched her go through that, and watched it kind of hurt her self-esteem. And it made me realize that if you can, if you're able to, I do think it's really important for both partners in the relationship to try to have something there, just a little something they're doing outside of parenting, whether it's like you're involved in organizations, or you're, and I mean, I can't imagine how hard it is and time consuming it is to raise kids, but I just would advise that, like, you know, like I said, for my mom, it was just she had to go get a job, and it became very hard. And so I've always admired when couples have made room for each other to try to have a little something, because I also think that's better for the relationship.
Yeah. Well, when something defines you, no matter what it is, in this case, it's parenting. When something defines you wholly, when that's gone, you have to redefine yourself and find a new definition. And that is a very difficult leap to take. And it takes some understanding, some grace, and a lot of communication, or it can go south in a hurry.
Yeah. But I think it's something we all have to have like a lot of empathy for, of, you know, a lot of, I feel like our friends right now are going through that. Mm-hmm. The kids are going to college thing. And it is, it's like, look, this is a change. This is a thing you have to navigate, because it's a huge shift in how your life's been for a while.
And I would recommend, if whoever the partner is that is at work and has been working, and you've had the, you've had your definition of your business going, just make sure that you pay attention to what's at home and what that person's going through. Because it's really easy when you're the one that's been working, you're the breadwinner, you've been doing all this, you get kind of defensive on your own. Like, well, I've been the one making all the money. I've been paying the bills. You don't think I'm stressed? Yes, you are. And good on you for doing all that for your family. But also, just make sure you pay attention to the partner that has been defined by something else and that definition is gone. Help them. Pay attention to that. Help them redefine and find what they're passionate about. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma.
Go to Books.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Books.com, promo code Chris. Books.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Last headline we're getting to today. So Jenna Bush Hager has talked about what it's like when other women flirt with her husband.
Yeah.
This is such an interesting headline to me, because first of all, I was kind of thinking like, how often is this happening?
Well, someone called in and they brought it up on the Today Show with her and Hoda Kotb, and this woman was asking for advice, and there are two schools of thought on this, but you know, Jenna was saying she doesn't mind when
she said,
hit on her
quote,
husband.
This might be weird, but sometimes I like it when people flirt with Henry. I'm just like, baby girl still got it. And she said, it's because I am very secure in our relationship. I guess she is. I got to be honest. When I read this, my first reaction was, I don't think I would like it if other women were flirting with you.
Well, I don't like it. I mean, other men flirt with you all the time. And when I see it.
They do?
Well, people flirt with you. Of course they do. It doesn't bother me. Like, I don't get angry. But there was something in this that's different. If it's when we're out and about, if someone's flirting with you and it's someone we don't know and it's random, whatever, because you look beautiful or you're funny, whatever it is. But in this particular case, if it's the same person, the same friend keeps hitting on my husband, or the same friend keeps hitting on my wife, that gets weird. And so if it's the same person doing this all the time and always like says that inappropriate thing or pushes it, that gets weird. But if it's just but if it's just random, like, yeah, that just, that's going to happen.
Oh, okay. So maybe you and I have different, like if I saw a random woman flirting with you, I guess I don't know.
I wouldn't
love that.
I think it's all in how you handle it. You know, it's all in how
I mean, I'm not going to say something to you. It's not like you did anything wrong, but
well, it is,
I wouldn't be like, oh, I like that. It makes me feel good.
Well, it's how does your spouse lean into it? Or how do they deflect it? Or how do they kind of...
But Jenna is saying that she likes it because it makes her feel like, oh, she's got like
this
desirable...
Like it makes her feel good about herself.
Yeah. And I don't have that reaction. I'd be interested. Can anybody please shoot me a DM? I'd love to talk this through like with another woman and see. Well, let me ask. If you see a random guy flirting with me, does that make you feel good?
No. It definitely... That I don't get what Jenna is saying. It's not like, oh, yeah, I got a hot wife. Like, I think you're beautiful. I don't need someone else to tell me you're
right.
Beautiful. And so that's not something I get pleasure out of. That's kind of,
I certainly don't mind when,
but it doesn't bother me to the point where I'd be like, get in the car and like,
well, right. Of course.
What, you know, how did you do
it's
that?
It's also kind of like maybe your definition of what flirting is.
Yeah.
Like when you just said other men flirt with you all the time, I don't think about that, but some people have different definitions of like, to me, talking and laughing isn't flirting. But right. some people, I don't know. What's your definition of flirting?
Yeah, that's, but like, look, we go to these events and you'll be out on the dance floor because you are the life of the party and you'll have everybody dancing with you.
Well, you got to get the party going.
Exactly. But is that, you know, and I do look at that with admiration and it's like, that's my girl, you know? And I do take pleasure in just, I see you as the life of the party.
I certainly love that you're a social person who can chat with anyone. I love seeing you like command a room and have people talk to you. I just think I differ from Jenna on this. I'm not going to love watching it. And two, I agree with you. If that same person is like always, I call it testing the waters. Like you can kind of tell when somebody's like, you know, seeing how far they can take it with you. And I don't love that. Well, I guess we're both super jealous people.
Then we deserve each other. That's perfect.
I love you. I'm glad that we always try to find that balance of supporting each other's careers while making sure that the other person has family time and gets that time in. And we didn't even really talk about our spring break enough. We should have chatted about it more. It was great. But I'm also glad that no alleged deep fake AI videos came out of us on spring break. Exactly.
And we will keep our eyes out looking for Kate at the local markets. Thanks for joining us. We always enjoy chatting with you. We'll do it again next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.